This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Mystery of the Child Holding a Dove.
December 24th, Christmas Eve. Walker Devereaux, famous novelist, is flying home with $5.27 in his pocket. I wonder if Salinger ever went home for Christmas, or Kerouac. Mom's going to ask me how the novel's coming, and I'm going to lie and tell her I finished three chapters. Everybody will be there at the airport to meet me. I don't have any presents. Jeez. I don't know. I feel weird. It's not so much that I feel like a failure. It's just what went down at my apartment the other night. It's like the world went out of kilter. It's like I don't trust myself to know anything anymore. I bought Krista a Christmas present. Big mistake.
Hey, Krista!
Oh, hi, Walker.
Hello. Oh, hi.
I walked into Krista's office at Mr. Piatelli's, and there was this guy crouched down beside Krista's wheelchair, kissing her.
Hi.
Walker, this is Duncan. Duncan's home for Christmas. Duncan Walker.
How do you do?
Okay.
Have you seen Cape Fear yet, Walker? It's great.
You went to see Cape Fear?
Well, after dinner.
I was just talking to Mr. Piatelli. He was showing me through the garage. It's quite picturesque. Reminds me a little of that other De Niro picture. Taxi Driver?
Yeah? Never heard of it.
Duncan works at McGill University in Montreal.
I'm teaching assistant right now. Classics. It's a little dull. It's a long way from Poncha Street, eh, Krista?
You could say that again.
It's a long way from Poncha Street, eh, Krista?
Jeez. The guy looked like a real dweeb to me, but Krista's eyes were all over him.